the money in that shofar, and she could go home then and eat kachim. The ena chasheshes, she doesn't have to be afraid. Shem v'nesatzol behem. Maybe the kohanim won the satzol, and the kohanim didn't bring the korban. That she doesn't have to be afraid of. Once she put the money in that shofar, for sure the kohanim that day used up all the money, and they bought two ofers, one for Echatis, one for Leila, and the kabanas were brought. Therefore, she could go home and eat kachim. She doesn't have to be afraid. And he also says clearly, the kohen now, when he goes to take the money out of the shofar, out of his box, and uses it to buy the kabanas, he doesn't have to be afraid. Maybe one of the women died, and Melech can't use the money. It's the mei of a chatas shemes maleo. He doesn't have to be afraid for that, because tamuze everybody's the cheskas chayim. The isha that put the money there that day, mistamish, is still alive. Therefore, the kohen could take the money and buy a korban chatas with it. Sakovani is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that there was no special shofar for kinei chayvois, because we're afraid if they put the money there, maybe one of them will die and we'll be stuck with the money. And here we said clearly we're not afraid for that. Here it says clearly there was a shofar to put the money in. And Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah, says there was no shofar. So that you have to say, maybe the shofar wasn't in the Beit HaMikdash, the shofar was someplace else. But I call upon him, it's a kasha on the Svara. It says here we're not afraid, maybe one of the Bailim will die. And Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, the reason why we can't have a special pushka box for the money should be put there for the kanim chayvis, was we're afraid maybe one of the Bailim will die, and we can't use the money anymore. And here we say we're not afraid. And for the Gemara, Tikam Rinon, V'chatoi Shemesu Balein Vada, Enechanami. Avada Rabbi Yehuda is also Moida, Stamulzai Dezacheskes Chai, that if you don't know anything, we don't say the Bailim died. When anybody that puts the money there today, Mistamah is still alive at night time, and when the kohen takes the money to buy the kabonis, he has a right to say the Bailam is still alive. They can buy the chatas and bring the chatas. I watch Rabbi Yehuda's chashash. He's afraid maybe we'll find out vadai. Like a call will go out. What's going to be if you know for sure one of the Bailam died? What's going to be in such a case? It's easy to tell me there's going to be a pushka box there for the chatois. Now we're afraid a lot of women will come and put it there, and ladies gonna find out that day, well, no vade, somebody died. One isha died. So now that she died, the money in there, part of the money belongs to her. Now that money is lemisazli, you can't use it. So we won't be able to use all the money. That's why we don't have a special shofar set aside. Hey, so it's no stira. If we don't know anybody died, you could use the money. Just if you said there wasn't any special pushka for that, because we have to be afraid maybe one of them will die, vadai, and then we won't know what to do with the money, so better off don't have a pushka for that. The vadai shemes to balei vadai. He says, "Umeshani ki kamin lam Yehuda sechayish la tarubois haynu sheyivod alahen shevavadai meisechad." Rabbi Yehuda is afraid that what's going to be if we find out vade that one of the Noshim died? Then what's going to be? For at the Gemara, for the more viyam rinon nivra dalad zuzi v'nishtib in hara v'idoch nishtiri what's all the felach? Even if one of the Noshim die, so just take out dalad zuzim. Take out the money that should have been used for carbon and throw it away, and the rest of the money should be usable. So Chudas told the old Yesh Breira. If the old Yesh Breira, you have a right to take out the money and say this money, Mistama, belongs to her, and the rest of the money is kosher. Have the Gemara Harmina Bialma Rabbi Yehuda Lesley Breira. Rabbi Yehuda Shitrus does not hold from this Yisfara of Breira. So Chudas, that's the Machlekes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Breira, so he's afraid maybe it will be a Shayfer for Kinei Chayvais. You'll put the money there, and they'll be for chatis. And we're afraid we'll find out why one of them died, so all the money would be usher. Mashiach and the Mishnah, the Rabbanim say, no, there was a special khan for kinei chayvis, because we're not afraid one of them will die. Even if one of the Bailam dies, so what? They hold Yesh Breira, and to be able to later take out Dalet Zuzi, and that money you'll throw to Yad HaMelech, but the rest of the money could be used. So it's told if you hold from Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. And that's the Stam Shir that took out Dalet Dinrin. That's the shear, dalad zuzi, that's enough money to buy these two birds. For the carbon chattas and the carbon oil. The Gemara, Rabbi Yosi de Rabbi Bun. Omar Rabbi Bo, Abam Amal. Boy, he has to shout like this. Omar Hareyo Lai Eitz. Somebody says, I want to be manadav, I want to be machayiv myself, to give one wood, one piece of wood to the base of Migdash. is maybe gizer echad. Could he bring tak only one piece of wood? Hey, the Mishnah says, Stan, if you machide yourself to bring eitzim, you have to bring two. But maybe that's if you say the word eitzim, which means lashon rabim, you want two. What about if you say clearly one? Harei olai eitz. I want to bring one piece of wood. Could it be yotzim of bringing one piece of wood or not? So the Kabbalah says, v'lo yomar eitzim. He didn't say the word eitzim. Shlein yiskavad el leitzecha. The person only meant to bring one piece of wood. Mal sheyovi echod oishnayim. Could he bring only one, or do we say no, he has to bring two? So the shayla is, like, this has a shame korban to it, we'll soon see psukim, that the wood you bring also has a shame korban. So how much has to be brought to give it a shame korban on it? Is it enough one piece of wood? Or do you have to have two pieces of wood? That's called a shame korban. Because here, what you manad the nechayi itself has to be something roy to be used like a korban. So the shayla is one enough or not? Is omer emelozo, masnis omer kain? The Mishnah says like this. There's enough in the Mishnah that says each piece of wood is like a korban by itself. So if you're manadiv one piece, it's takachal. All you have to do is just bring one piece. The Koran says, Shav gizer echad, even one piece of wood, have a korban. The nidra neder, maybe the neder is chal. Where's this halacha? Kiyoda taninim, we learned. Come on, we learned over there. That shnayim biyodim, shnei gizer eitzim. That when the Kohanim used to carry the wood for the Marocha, used to have two Kohanim, and each one would carry one piece of wood. So, about each one carried one piece of wood, it's a raya, each piece by itself is choshev. Like he says, Kohanim Tanim Tamamudot Gemara Yuma, Shnayim Shnei Kohanim Biyodim, Shnei Gizri Eitzim, Biyad Kol Echad Gizri Echad, each Kohen was carrying one piece of wood. Shemaminia Shekol Echad Kovim of Niyatzmai. Mashma Kain had to carry at least something kosher. It had to have it be something that by itself was a double kosher. If one piece of wood wouldn't mean anything, you would have had one Kain carrying two pieces. Right? So without each Kain carrying one piece, Sarai, each piece by itself could be used. Each piece could be brought for carbon. So therefore, when you machai yourself to bring one piece of wood, it's takachal the neder. But they say carbon, l'rabe says eitzim. The next word, Gormain says, Hach yasin, the korban of Rabbis is eitzim. Vachat rush, exiv, ki sakrif korban mincha. O matzinu le'etzim shenikru korban. The exiv agaroloys yifalnu al korban eitzim. So the pasuk says eitzim is called a korban. Here also, korban mincha means this eitzim. So we see eitzim is called a korban. How much? Tavanat Mishnah Saraya, one eitz is also called a korban. We have Yeshua ben Levi Omar. Uvyin ama bi'ama. That the thickness of it has to be an amma. That's how thick the wood has to be. Eba amma sheikhkos means a wider amma. So he says gedela, a big amma. The orkon, the length of it, the amma geduma, means a small amma. Means a pchusa, means a tight amma. But it has to be kit like an amma by an amma. Rabbi Chuni b'shem Rabbi Yami timin turtini. He says what? It means konamas 9 was exact square. In other words, it was exactly an amma by an amma. That's how big this piece of wood was for the marocha. And Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Lefish lo hoya mokim ha-marocha elo amo al amo. Because the whole place on top of the Mizbeach, where they used to put the wood to burn, the whole place was only one amo by an amo. That was how big the whole place was. So now the piece of wood couldn't be bigger than that. So the wood had to be one amo by one amo. Lefikach lo hoya boy elo amo geduma. Therefore it had to be like a tight amo. Geduma means, you know, a smaller. So to fit exactly on Gabi Amarocha. The Tony we learned, but Tony came, Amma Hayisoid, and Amma Soivev, Amma Kirkov, the Amma Kronos, the Amma Marocha. Stamaraya, that the how big wide was the Marocha, the place where they put the wood on top of the Mizbech to burn, was one Amma. That's right what we're saying. As the Yisoid was one Amma, and the Soiv was an Amma, the Kark of all places on the Mizbech, who in the Kronos, the corners, who are then the Marocha was also only one Amma. Therefore, the wood cannot be bigger than one amma by one amma. That's how big each piece had to be. Yeah. Right, says the Mishnah Levoina. Somebody's manadiv, mechayim himself to bring a Levoina, is la yivchas mikoimitz. The least you could bring is the shear of a koimitz, which is a handful, at least 3 fingers full. What's the raya? Why? Nema kan askora, says here the word askora by Levoina, the nema lahalan askora by a mincha. Ma'askara amalahalan, just like the word askara says over there, is hamalahalan mole kaimitz, is afas koroho, makan is also molly koimitz. That's how much you have to have for the levoina. So Korbneda says, it says, ne makan, ka be levoina. The lechem haponim asker rosom. The yachsev unosato av hamarocho levoina. On top of each set of lechem aponim, there were two marochas, two sides going off. Six lechems here and six of them here. On top of each pile, there was a levoina. Pasuk says, unosato al hamarocho levoina, zaka. Voice of lechem askor. This should be for Naskora. So by Levoin it says the word Askora. V'nem alahalan gabe mincha, by regular mincha says, v'komats misham, mole kumtsoi, misolto mishamno, alkol Levoinoso, v'hikter akoinet es Askoroso. So the Pasuk also calls the Kemitza an Askora. So we also, by Levona, what's the least amount of Levona they could use, like for Korban, that they used, was the Kemitza, was his hands full, the three fingers full, that was called the Kemitza. So that's the least amount of levoina you could be mechayiv to give. Fred Gemara, ima askara amur lahalon shnei kumtzin, af askara amur kan shnei kumtzin. His chur levoina on top of the lechem upon him was saying there were two piles of the lechem upon him. On top of each pile there was another levoina. So the mitzvah lechem upon him had to take two kemitzas from each levoina on top. You had to take a kemitzah from here and a kemitzah from over here. Maybe who I didn't hear also, when somebody is mandated himself to give levoina to the mizbeach, maybe he also has to mandate to give two kemitzes. It's not enough one kemitzah, he has to give two kemitzes maybe. Amar Rabbi Lano, klum lomdu lekoimitz, elo mi minchas choyte. We're all learning out, how do you know you need kemitzah v'chlal? It doesn't say clearly by the levoina, by the lechem upon him. We're learning out askara askara from the mincha, from the minchas choyte. So the ikka, how much of a kemitzah do you need? You have to learn it out from a regular mincha. Malahalan kemitz, just like by regular kemitzah, it's a malahalan kemitz, hachosa posum, is avkan, kemitz, hachosa posum. Just like by regular mincha schoitim. The din is you have to take a kemitzah. If the kemitzah is missing any little bit, it's posum. A kemitzah has to be a complete three fingers worth. That's how much of a kemitzah you need. Hu adin, by the shtei levoinus, that we take two kemitzes, the locher is each kemitzah has to be a moly. You have to take a complete kemitzah from top of one levoinah, and a complete kemitzah on top of the other levoinah. Let's say you take more than a one, and a little bit here from the other, even though together you have two complete kemitzahs, it's no good. Each one has to have its own kemitzah. So it's a raya, each one's like its own korban. So therefore, one kemitzah for sure is enough. It's even by the levoinah, by the lechem upon him, it's not the pshat, there's like one big kemitzah, two of them. Each one was a separate kemitzah by itself. This kemitzah had to be full, and this one had to be full. So pshita, all you have to do is just make one kemitzah. Like he says, Hachgasin, imal halen shnei kemitzin, vachet prushin, imal halen blechem aponim beis kemitzin, kad arminu liyel, al kol marocha kemitz, av stam nidvas levoina beis kemitzin. Maybe just like on top of the lechem aponim, there were two piles, each one had its own levoina. You had to take two kemitzes. Maybe every time you menad of levoina, you have to give two kemitzim worth. The Torah says no. Kulam lomdu lekemitz. Levoina elim lechem aponim. V'hosom binen sheikol kemitz of neyatzmai. As you're learning out the levoina from the lechem aponim. Now by the lechem aponim, true, there were two different piles. Each one had its own levoina. But each one was its own special kemitzah. That means sheikol kaimis efliyat. Each one looked by separate by itself. Mole had to be full. The yemchosa mimena. If anyone was missing, puzzle. Shemamina. Af agadib starfus. Yei shnei kaimis. Even though you add the two of them together, you have two complete kemitzes. Kegoin. Shasheni yeser. One you have more than you need, and the other one less. Afilu lochi puzzle. Yafinu mlochis. Shemamina. The whole kaimis carbon from the yatsmoy. Yavarai. Each kemitz is called a carbon by itself. And therefore, all you need is just one kemitza. You don't need two. Even though they had two different levoinas there, but each one was considered like a thing by itself.
Yeah.
So if you're menadiv, stam levoina, all you have to bring is just one kemitza worth. That's enough. Vaitu. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Yaisi. Milsa de Rabbi Ilo, Omra. That means, medivir Rabbi Ilo shaminen. From Rabbi Ilo's, what he just got finished saying, we learn out like this, that ha-misnadev levoina, if somebody is manadev, gives a promise that he'll bring levoina to the base of Midrash, Meviyo b'kamsay shakayin, shalas regardless of the word godl or not. Now you have to bring a very big size of a kemitza. A kemitza, we were saying now, is three fingers full. That's called a kemitza. The question is, which kohen in the Beis Hamikdash is going to make the kemitza? You don't know. Some kohanim have small hands, some kohanim have big hands. So you have to be afraid, maybe a big kohen is going to make the kemitza there. So you have to bring enough kemitza that even a big kohen will be able to make from it. That's how much you have to have. But it's by his din, that the kemitza has to be shalom. Can't be anything missing, has to be a complete handful. So you have to bring that much to Levina to start off with. Learns here. We're learning out the kemitza from lechem aponim over piyas nasa. Who made the kemitza for the levona on top of the lechem aponim? It was a piyas, not a girl. They chose which kohen did it. We don't know which kohen is going to do it. You have to be afraid maybe the biggest kohen is going to come to make the kemitza. So you have to have that much levona there to have enough for the kemitza even from the biggest kohen. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya says no. It's enough your fingers. You have to bring your manadiv. Reuven says, I'll give levona to the Beis Hamikdash. How much levona does he have to give? A kemitza's worth. How much? Your fingers. That's enough. You don't have to be afraid maybe a bigger kohen will take it. If he can't make it, so don't let him do it. Let somebody else do it. I'm the choyev to give a kemitza. What's called a kemitza? My kemitza. My handful. Maybe a bigger kohen will use it, so he won't use it. Well, let somebody else, a smaller kohen, will use it. But I'm not the choyev to give more than mine. Right, the Zohov lo yichos. Mishnah says if you mechayev yourself to give gold, you can't give less than a dinar worth. Omer Reb Loza. That's only if you said you give a golden coin. You said a Lashon Tzura, the Matveya. Then you have to give at least a dinar. But if you didn't say you're going to give a golden coin, you said I'm another to give gold. Then we say, even a small fork, no matter how small it is, you could give it. No matter how small it is, you could give it also. It's only need a shove a dinar's worth if you said the word Matveya, a Tzura. But if you didn't say the word coin, you just said, I'll give gold, no matter how much gold you give is enough. Shishul and Nadova. Then the Mishnah says the last six, stam, were written on these different boxes, the word Nadova. For six different boxes, the people used to give money for Nadova. Is what they have six for? Rav Chizki Yomar. For the shisha keneged shisha bat yovis, that's the carbonator. Keneged shisha bat yovis, hakahanim shetiknu lehem chachomim, shiokol mishmer cholak leshisha bat yovis. And every mishmer, it was divided in six different bat yovis. Keneged shisha meyashvuam. As the kahanim were divided up equally, that every day of the week, different kahanim came to do the avodah. Shiyavet kol echad biyomai. That everybody knew which day of the week they had to come to do the avodah. Or v'shabbos when it came Shabbos. Kulam Shavin. Everybody used to come together. Shiye Shalom B'nayim. This is the way they did it. There should be peace. There shouldn't be a machlekes. Who's going to do the avodah today? Who will do it tomorrow? They had a system set up. Everybody knew which day they were supposed to come. Yeah. Why? What were the machlekes? Sha'oirois, Shal Behemas, Hanikachos, Minashoifrois, Hoyolokanim. What we said, the money put in the shofaris for the Ndovis went for Korban Ola, for the Kayis HaMizbeach. Whenever the Mizbeach was empty, the Kohanim used to take the money and buy a Korban Eilu and bring a Korban Eilu. Now the lach of a Korban Eilu is, the meat goes on the Mizbeach, but the skin of the Korban goes to the Kohanim. So the Kohanim used to get skin. So there would be a big fight amongst the Kohanim, which day she would use up the money for the Shepharis. And so there would only have been one big box. We're afraid that on the first day, those Kohanim will use up all the money. The Mamash said, today, no Kabonis, we're going to bring 100 Eilus today, and we'll go home with 100 skins. And it comes tomorrow, the next kohen to take over, there'll be no more money left. So today there shouldn't be a machlekes, but after made up, there'll be six different shofaris there, six different boxes, and every day of the week, each batayav had a right to use from one shofar. So the money was divided out equally. So today, Sunday, these kohenim used it, and they could only spend enough money as if in that shofar. Came the Yom Sheni, the next box was used, Yom Shlishi, that's why they had six different boxes. Today the kohenim shouldn't have any fights, which day they're going to use the money to buy the Korban Olah that the Kohanim will get the Oris. And he's take home the skin. That's what Chizkiyah's pshat. Bar Ptiya Omar Kinegad Shesh Behemoth. Because there are six different types of animals that could be bought for kabonis. So therefore, stam, each box had a different name on it. The money was used to buy a different animal. A par, you could bring a par, a bigger animal. The eagle, a calf, a young one. The seer, as you can buy from a seer, is a seer and an isle. A seer is a young lamb, and an isle is an older lamb. An isle is an older goat. Gidi is a young goat. Oteleh is an older lamb. So kids, so these are the six different animals you can have. A porush you can have, goats, and lambs, older and younger. So for the six different types of animals that could be brought for the kabbonis, they had a special shofar for each one. And whenever they had to buy that type of an animal, they took the money out to use it. Now these are, all these animals could be brought for korban oila. So whenever they brought an oila from this, from that animal, they took the money out of that shofar. Shmuel Amar Kineged Shisha Kabbonis. Shmuel says, no, not Kineged the animals, but Kineged the six different types of Kabbonis that could be brought. And he says that Kinei Zovim and Kinei Zovis, that really goes together. These are the birds that are brought for Zovim, and Zovis are the same thing. He says, B'chad Nisnu, Tishen Zav Echru, it's one carbon for Zav. Kinei Yoldus, that's the second type. Chatoyus Yashom, is someone has the chid to be in carbon Chatis. Somebody has the chid to be in carbon Oshem. Ha-Menachas, you can bring a mincha. The Asira Sefer. The Asira Sefer, the Kohen Gadol brought every single day, that has a special shofar for it. So for these six different types of kabbonis that were brought, they had six different shofars. Yeah. And Avada, what does it mean? It doesn't mean the money that was set aside for these kabbonis. It means the leftover money, it means. There's the moisture, the leftover money from these kabbonis always went to a nedava. We always had the Omesechta. So if an Isha was a Zava, set aside money to buy the two eifers, and she only used up half the money, what does she do with the leftover money? She puts it into the shofar called Nedava, that they use that money to buy a korban oila. So it means that six different shofars form for the six different types of kabbonis, that the leftover money for that korban went into that shofar, that they brought korban oilas from it. But that's pshita. From the Nedavas here, they only brought the korban oila that they used on the Mizbech when it was empty. But where did the money come from? From six different types of kabbonis, the leftover money for that korban, what did you do with the leftover money? You put it into the shofar nedava, which had on it, either, this is shofar chatoyis, shofar hashomois, shofar hamenachis. Somebody was not menadah to bring in the nedava, he set aside $100, and then he only used $50, so the extra $50 he puts in for the korban oila, for the nedava. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, I says another svara. Since there was so much money there, if you put all the money in one big box, the money will get a little stale. Something will happen to the money, it will be misapish. And you need air to keep the money, the goof of the coins well. So therefore, they used to have six different boxes, because there should be enough space to keep the money. You shouldn't have the money all stacked together in one box. It will become misapish, the coin itself. Rivalem Shefer's army. See if the pasuk says, "Okay, chaloisam hevi lefnei melech v'yoyoda." When they got finished bringing the money, they brought the money in front of Yoyoda. Is Reb Shimon bar Nachman b'shem Reb Yonasan Omar shtei nedavos osa? This melech Yoyoda had two different boxes where he put the money for the nedavos. There were two boxes there. Shtei nedavos means two different tevas where to keep the money. Shtei nedavos osa.